You millers and tailors and weavers each one, I'd wish you to listen on to my new song. Here a good example I open will lay of a lusty brave miller that late went astray. He outpassed the cobbler, though he was so wild, in 1 week to get 9 wenches with child. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. This miller was lusty, was stout, and was strong, and to many maidens he did much wrong. If he met with a lass was fair to the eye, he'd have a bout with her, or he would know why. He'd smooth up men's wives if he see them willing, with a peck of wheat or else an odd shilling. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. There dwelt a young damsel, both handsome and fair, and many a suitor to her did repair. Among all the rest this miller would be a suitor unto her, and her would go see. An innkeeper's servant this maiden she was, but a husbandman's daughter it so came to pass. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. He put on his best clothes and he powdered his hair, as if he had been some gentleman's heir, with his boots and his spurs and his hanger so brave, and a lusty brave horse to carry this knave. Thus gentlemanlike, from the top to the toe, where this damsel did dwell, the miller did go. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. He called for his chamber or a private room to speak with his maid quickly and soon. But when he espied her, he did admire her beauty at present, set his heart on fire. Oh, hail thou fair virgin, the miller did cry, grant me but your favor, or else I shall die. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. The damsel with modesty straightway replied, what good I can do you, it's ne'er be denied. Why then I will tell you, my fairest, said he, it is but to have one night's lodging with thee. No silver nor gold shall part us in twain, besides a friend to thee I will remain. If thou dost prove true, I will marry thee. Therefore, my sweet virgin, take pity on me. But first I must tell you I have made an oath, and now for to break it I am very loath. The first man that ever in bed to I go, he must be stark naked from top to the toe. With all my heart, honey, the miller replied, I like well thy motion, it's ne'er be denied. Besides, said the damsel, 3 pounds in my hand, I mean for to have if this bargain do stand. The money he gave her unto her desire, and all things she granted that he did require. His bed she then sheeted, both handsome and brave, and finally trepanned this cheating young knave. She mistrusted what porridge this miller did mind, which made the young maid to fit him in his kind. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. She got some horsehair and chopped very small, and some nettle seeds to mix it with all. She dressed them and sifted them and put them in bed. This was a good way to save her maidenhead. And when she had done it, away she went, and straightway sit by him as no harm she meant. "Remember your promise, sweet lady," said he. "Your bed, sir, is ready," then straight replied she. So this lusty brave miller to bed then he goes. According to his promise, he doffed all his clothes, his breeches, his doublets, his shirt, and his hat, for he was in hopes to have a bit for his cat. But he was deceived, as it doth appear. But now all the cream of the jest you shall hear. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty and wise. Long this brave miller in bed did not lie, but he thought that his sweetheart would come by and by. Instead of his sweetheart, he rubbed his sighs back and belly, yet loath for to rise. He scratched and rubbed, his clothes tore and rent, with fretting and swearing, his breath almost spent. At last out of bed he got and he swore, as if the room in pieces he tore. The tapster then seeing him naked to stand, he chanced to have a horsewhip in his hand. For pity now help, the miller did cry, that I will set the tapster anon by and by. He whipped him about the chamber so sore, made him to be pissed all the chamber floor. Because he perceived his actions were base, he ne'er pitied the miller, but jeered him to his face. The maid, she laughed at him, and thus did reply, "Sir, I was coming, why did you not lie?" But the miller, he fretted, he cursed, and he cried, "Must I lose my money and be punished beside?" "You're right enough, sir," then straight replied she, "Your money you ne'er shall have more out of me. Used pay for your wit, though you thought me beguiled, I have cooled his courage for being so wild." The miller himself no answer could make, but stood like a bull that was baited at stake. At last in a rage away he did ride, with his back all be blistered, and so was his side. The maid was commended for serving him so, but the miller is jeered by all that him know. Let millers take heed how they mischief devise, or deal with young wenches that's crafty.